Hello and welcome to Martin Lindskog's podcast, Ego Netcast. This is an announcement regarding my book on tea. Tea for the win book, or as hashtag TFTWBOOK, tea for the win. And I got an aha moment here. Recently, when I talked to my friend John Cox, fine artist and editorial cartoonist, johncoxart.com. I've been thinking about publishing on December 16th this year as a commemoration, homage to the Boston Tea Party, on the same date in 1773. I've been struggling with writing. I have lots of ideas. I put it on mood board. I put it on notes. I'm writing some. I've got a new writing program, Scrivener, that I'm testing out here, but I will soon buy a full version. It was a 3-month here trial. And I'm thinking of participating in a course. Writing course, and also maybe doing a trip, a travel writing course in a foreign country. All things like that. And now I'm also thinking of subscribing to an ongoing online course to get this new stuff about tea on a regular basis. So my good friend John Cox said, I asked him about illustration. He has done some logotypes, for example, to teaparty.new with Minuteman there and in the background with Boston Harbor and tea that you see in the harbor. And also my personal tea site, got-tea-party.com with a lion representing Gothenburg, GOT, G-O-T, short for Gothenburg Airport, and holding a teapot. And that will be my personal tea brand for my own tea blends and personalized tea blends for my customers, clients, and others. And also for direct trade teas, direct from plantation in India. I've got in contact with the company here. And all these pieces of puzzles are now starting to fit together. So I got this aha moment when John Cox said, a book on tea is a good idea, an illustrative book or a book with illustrations. It's a brilliant idea, because I've asked myself, why should I write a book? Everything is already written about tea. So what's my why? And one thing is, of course, I enjoy tea. I've done it for a long time, and I want to write my personal story about this topic in my way. I'm an amateur lover of things, so I'm a tea amateur. And also blender and tester. But I want also to do business with this in my personal style, to create my personal brand, tea brand and personal life. So as I have written on my Twitter profile, but I'm a tea enthusiast. So I write another book on tea. And I will do it because I want to compile all my thoughts, ideas and questions that I have received from friends and others why I'm interested in tea. So I will include a question about why on Eran Drawer that John Cox have illustrated his book on big questions and big stuff in life. And it's beautifully in a beautiful way illustrated by John Cox. And these illustrations you could do other things with. You could put put on t-shirts, you could have put hang it on the wall as posters, etc. So I will commission John Cox to illustrate my books with sketches, black and white, but also colorful, and also back and front cover. I've been thinking of this T-book as a lean budget, small things, doing all my writing, getting some help maybe in translation later on, and I'm lost what that will cost also. So, but with this illustration thing, of course, John Cox want to get paid for his work of art, so I value his work, so I will start, and he want to have something to start off with, of course, before he finish everything. And the back and front cover will do at the end when the book has formalized and is soon ready to be published. So I will start a Kickstarter campaign or on some other sites funded by me, I'm thinking about, in order to fund, to get payment for John Cox for illustrations. And also, if you fund my book writing projects, you could get, for example, autographed books, you could get maybe tea from me, tea samples, and also artwork, original artwork by John Cox. So that's my plan now. So I was planning to publish it, if I had written everything, this year, but I will postpone it, you could say, or move it forward for next year. It could be on Independence Day, 4th of July, but probably on December 16th, 2015 or 2015. So now it's only to start writing or continue to write. And again, why write? And I saw an interview with a real tea expert here. And his name is James Norwood Pratt, and he was interviewed by Chris Brogan. I will include that in the show notes, because he had some wonderful things. He talked about the Renaissance, about for tea, tea party. That could be a theme for me, a tea party. I'll write it down here. The book will be about different tea parties. So, and that you're introduced to start exploring tea by a referral, word of mouth, by a friend, like some guy like me, crazy guy like me, so-called, that have a passion for tea and said something beyond the tea bag, so to speak. But the tea bag is nothing wrong with that, and that James Norwood Pratt talked about also, that you have different walks of life and different times and different things and different situations when you could have tea on a bottle, tea bag, quick tea bag, etc. Tea in every form, and you will find a market for this. Fanny and Dust will go to a tea bag, loose tea will go to other markets. And he had this market, he started, his first book was 30 years ago, and when it was like a $500 million. Dollars. Now it's about 10 billion, so 20 times. And he said something wonderful about appreciation of tea, so-called humbled, simple way, love of a plant, the leaf, and a regular tea like Nilgiri, or from the area Nilgiri, the black tea. If you could like that, you could explore other things also. So with that, I will say cheers, and I will take a sip of a tea called Russian Caravan. But it's not from Russia, it's from Georgia, the country, Georgia. So with that, I say cheers, and talk to you soon again.